Furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking about selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investment, this is the show for you. We're a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, speaker, and trainer. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions. 800-ABC-KABC, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. This is Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty. And this is the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is our special last show of 2016, 2017. Here we come. And I'm so excited to introduce my co-host, as always, here on my right in our brand spanking new studio. We got Goalie Vadani with TBG Homes in Calabasas. Good morning, Goalie.
Good morning, Danny.
How's it going?
I'm great. And I see you're great, too. You've got your new stand-up microphone.
I'm so excited. If you guys want to check it out, just go to Facebook and check us out at my Facebook, Danny.Batsalkin. And you'll see, because I got this brand new stand-up thing that I wanted. So thank you to our producers. Cal, Saul, the main man, got it for us. So now I don't have to sit down anymore.
It's awesome.
I don't know why. I can't stand sitting down and doing the show. I feel like I have no energy.
Yeah.
This is better as you're sitting down. But you got a lot of energy when you sit down.
I'm okay.
All right. Good stuff. And of course, on the lines, we have from Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world, Ramey Michke. Ramey, good morning. Well, we think we have Ramey. All right, we'll get her. We're only in week three of our studio here, so we will get there. As soon as Ramey's on, she'll jump on. But Ramey from Movement Mortgage, the only mortgage company that we trust, of course, at TBG Homes and Keller Williams, because they do all the underwriting up front, guys. And Goalie, what a difference this has made for the lives of our clients this year and last year, because Movement Mortgage does all that stuff up front. So what happens is you don't ever get in the situation where at the end of the transaction, you can't close or it's delayed because they do all the underwriting up front.
Right. And Ramey was talking about this last week. And I think what's amazing about this is a lot of people don't realize that that's an anomaly. A lot of people don't realize that it's usually not done this way. This is, I mean, they've completely revolutionized. Is that a word?
Revolutionized?
Revolutionized. Revolutionized. My husband always gets mad at me for the way I say introduced. He says I say it like George Bush. He's like, it's not introduced, it's introduced.
Really? What's wrong with saying?
So I'm working on my words, Danny.
It's all good.
Yeah.
You know.
So anyways, yeah, I think that it's amazing what Movement has been able to do with the pre-underwriting process and how quickly they do it.
Yes.
A lot of people don't realize that that's not common.
No, in fact, it's interesting. I was having lunch with one of our title reps yesterday, and very important part of the transaction, which we don't talk about a lot, but you know, title rep is crucial to making sure that you get clean title to the property when you buy something.
Yep.
And he was saying, he's like, hey, I just heard that this company, Movement Mortgage, does all the underwriting up front. And he was shocked because he said, no one does that. And so even though that's the way you think it should be done, it's just not the way that it's done.
Right.
Yeah, so it's awesome. Hey, folks, we got Ramey on. What's happening here? Maybe not. Almost. All right, we'll get her on. So one of the top stories of 2016 that we want to talk about today, of course, is interest rates. I was looking at online, and I saw that interest rates really dominated the discussion about real estate this year. And the reason is because after the couple things that I'm sure Ramey's going to talk about as soon as she gets on here, is that interest rates plummeted after Brexit news came out earlier in the year, if you remember us talking about that.
I remember, yes.
So they went down, and then a lot of folks took advantage of that and locked in their rates and bought stuff. And then after the election, interest rates went up, and a lot of folks wished that they would have locked
in. And we knew that was going to happen. We predicted it, correct?
Hey, by the way, like, we predict everything on the Real Estate Zone.
Well, I have to give you credit for predicting Trump.
That's our next top story.
Right. I was not there with you, but yeah, it definitely happened.
You weren't there emotionally, you know.
I was not ready, still not ready for it, but
He's going to do great. A friend to the people. The people's president, goalie. You see? Do you see his last... I have to retweet
I'm
his
last... I'm practicing my yoga breath here.
I have to retweet his last post. I was looking at it last night because, you know, like something happened with Israel. Kerry and Obama did something that Israel didn't like.
Correct.
And then Trump, like...
They told them they can't occupy any longer.
Yeah, whatever they did. I don't know. I don't follow that stuff. And then Trump wrote that he said, "Don't worry, Israel. January 20th is coming," or something like that. That was pretty funny. So, yes, Trump, of course, was our next huge story of 2016. Oh, do we have Ramey on?
I've been here.
Yay!
All along. Can you guys hear me?
What's up, Ramey?
We couldn't hear you for a little while.
Yeah, I know. Every time they patched me in, because I was on initially, and I started talking to you guys, and y'all couldn't hear me. It was so weird.
New studio, Ramey. You know, the budget allowed for a stand-up microphone arm, but we not to get you on the line. The phones are next.
Yeah, I'm not the main man of the show, you know, that's why.
We'll get there. Let's go, Cumulus. Let's go, Cal. Come on. Get your stuff together. Here we go, though. We got Ramey on. We're super excited. So, Ramey, good morning. We stole all your thunder and talked about interest rates, but let our listeners know. By the way, you can listen to us on Facebook. You can watch us on Facebook, I should say. You can listen to us, of course, on AM 790. You can stream us on KABC.com and check us out in all those different ways. And, of course, you can give us a call here if you want to get live on the radio today, because this is our last show of 2016. If you want to get on here and talk about real estate, give us a call, 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. 1-800-222-5222 to get live on the air with your questions about real estate, anything real estate related. Let's go ahead and talk to Ramey. So, Ramey, talk to us. What's happening on the mortgage side of things?
You know, it was a really great week for us. Interest rates kind of bounced around. We ended on a good note, which is always nice to close the year out. So Friday was good for us. Nationally, you know, that average interest rate that we'll talk about overall, you know, we're probably hovering like just above the fours, 4 1/8, 4 1/4 nationally on that 30-year, which kind of, you know, we've talked about how that changes the affordability and everything. So people are coming back to us and rechecking their numbers. As we know, purchases are going to go up in 2017. So everyone's kind of reevaluating everything, which is good. They should be creating their budget and figuring out what 2017 is going to look like for them. But there was one really interesting news article. I saw it late last night. So you guys know how there's three credit scores, right?
Yes.
Yes.
There's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And usually we hear about lenders being fined by the CFPB right now. TransUnion, one of those credit bureaus, they actually just settled with the CFPB for a huge lawsuit about selling customers' information. I believe, I have to read into some of the details, but the way they report credit scores and credit monitoring information. So the CFPB came in and is really trying to protect the consumers here and make sure their information isn't illegally shared. So it was that I need to dig into this more, but I think the concept here is really good that the CFPB was looking out for us. But TransUnion is the one being fined this time. So the CFPB has no rules after as far as who they'll go after these days.
Well, my understanding is they're self-funded agencies, so the more they fine people, the more money they make.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see how that changes next year with Trump. But
that's
this
right.
One I thought was a good settlement. And it wasn't against another lender, so that's always good.
All right, good. Good stuff. Go get them, CFPB. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So, Ramey, one of the things we talked about a little earlier is one of the biggest stories, I think, in real estate this year was interest rates. You know, they went down after Brexit. They went up after the election. So I'm going to put you on the spot here, Ramey. We're going to get Frank to give us a little drum roll. And we're going to have you let our listeners know, you heard it here first, prediction for 2017. What's going to happen to rates, Ramey?
Oh, they're going to go up.
They're going to go up.
I wish I was saying the other way, but I think they're going to go up, yeah.
All right, so folks, you heard it here first. If you want to buy a home or an investment property in 2017, get that rate locked in. Get the process started. Ramey, how do they talk to you? How do they get the process started to get that going so that they can lock in a rate before they go up even more?
Yeah, definitely. Give us a call. The best way to contact us is on the hotline. That number is 1-800-358-7563. 1-800-358-7563. 7563. But call now, get all the information you need, because I personally think we're going to end really high fours, low fives by the end of 2017.
That's a big difference, Ramey.
For sure.
Yeah, it is. But even still, you know, 4.5% or 5%, I mean, we talk about it. It comes up all the time. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but Danny, when your parents bought their home and historically what interest rates have looked like, if you end up in the mid fours or low fives, keeping things in perspective, that's still a really great interest rate. So obviously it's just not the 3.5% or, you know, 3.25% the way that's been entertaining for the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years.
You got that right, Ramey. Good stuff. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Goalie, more with Ramey, more on our last special show here of 2016. We're going to give you some more predictions on what we expect to happen in real estate and mortgage in 2017. Come on back to the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Peter Tilden. Thank you for joining me in 2016, and I want to wish you a safe and happy new year.
Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin. I'm a realtor with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty and the host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC on Saturday mornings. I've got a system called the hassle-free listing. I offer flexible fees, and if you're not happy, you can fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because my average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for 99.2% or more of the list price. Now, I'm not trying to brag. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I personally sell over 19 times as many homes as the average agent. That's a house every 4 days. Find out why. For a free, no obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime, the hassle-free listing. Don't sell your home until you call for my free information package. 800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 01421366.
The following is based on a true story.
Richard, this can't be happening. Friends are coming over this evening and the sink is clogged.
Okay, let me try the hose down the trap trick.
Still backing up.
Maybe if I plunge the sink.
No bueno.
Great, now what?
Look, a Mike Diamond truck. Go flag him down.
Wait, smell good plumber. I need help.
Unfortunately, I'm on another job. Call 1-800-446-MIKE. They'll get someone out quick.
Wow, that was quick.
That was a severe clog, Richard. But you're unclogged now.
You unclogged our drain and saved our party for $99. You're great. You smell great. I love you guys.
You'll find more stories like this one at MikeDiamond.com. Contractor license number 399-170.
I'm Mike Diamond. I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and unclog your drain for $99.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
Your source for breaking news, live and local, KABC.
Now I know when you find love. listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I got to get into the mood here. Frank's bringing us in with the smooth stylings of George Michael. Man, goalie, we lost a lot of really famous and talented people this year.
It's been really, really sad. I'm excited for this year to be over and to start 2017. And hopefully we'll have a really nice 2017 and we won't have that. Of course, it's natural and death is inevitable. But George Michael was so young. So totally. Was Prince. So was David Bowie. They were so young.
Yeah. And you know, obviously you had a family member, I think, that was young. So it was a tough year for that.
So she passed just a week before George Michael and was the exact same age.
Wow, no way.
Yeah, yeah. It's very sad.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was an incredible human being and my favorite cousin.
Yeah. Sorry again, goalie.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I know it was a tough time for you there for a couple weeks and going forward for sure. So, yeah, we had a lot. And Prince, we talked about on the real estate side earlier in the year.
Yeah.
I think when we had David Glass on, too, we were talking about some family law issues related to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's crazy because he never set up a proper... trust or will. I mean, it's absolutely crazy that you could be that well connected and not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. Well, Raimi, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. And this week alone, when we were talking about 2016 being bad for celebrity deaths, this week was a bad one.
Yes. Yeah. We've had a lot of that.
And the panda. Did you guys see Pan Pan die?
No. Who's that?
Oh, my daughter loves that panda.
He was the oldest male panda.
Oh, really?
And he was the one that the reason that the panda population is up so much. They're like all descendants of Pan Pan.
Oh, really? Pan-pan. He was getting busy with all the other pandas? Is that what was going on?
Yeah.
He was like the Genghis Khan of the pandas.
It's pretty impressive. Like the whole population is up because of one dude. I like it. That's what I'm talking about. All right. See, and I thought I had a lot of kids. All right, so here we go, folks. We're talking real estate. This is your number one live call-in real estate show on the airwaves here in Southern California. So if you're interested in real estate, you want to talk about buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate. By the way, investing in real estate, great time to invest. Give us a call here at 1-800-222-5222. We'd love to chat with you. That's 1-800-ABC-KBC. No question is off limits. We'll answer anything, and we have the answers for everything with your team of real estate all-stars heading into 2017. We got goalie. We got Raimi from Movement Mortgage, and we got me, so we'd love to chat with you again. Give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. Goalie, one thing I did want to mention, of course, since I haven't talked about it, is I wanted to give a shout-out to Travis Matthew Apparel for hooking us up with some really sweet, hooking me up with some really sweet gear that I wear on the show every week here.
Yeah, tell us about Travis Matthew.
TravisMatthew.com. We love Travis Matthew stuff, so check it out. They have lots of year-end specials. I always get their emails there, which is really cool. So lots of stuff going on here at the end of the year. Goalie, one thing I did want to talk about on the real estate side, I wanted to throw out some stats. If you like numbers, check this out. I just was looking at the stats actually late last night and saw, goalie, these will not surprise you, but for our listeners, I want you to check this out. The first stat I pulled was inventory. This is the available properties on the market. So, you know, at the beginning of the year, I remember everyone was talking about the fact that inventory's down, there's nothing on the market, blah, blah, blah. I hear that all the time, right?
Right.
Well, actually, over the course of this year, inventory has gone down another almost 15%, which is what I saw, which means there's 15% less homes available. And you know, a lot of people overcomplicate real estate. At the end of the day, if you look at supply and demand, those are the two main drivers of real estate. And so if inventory is down, there's less properties available to pick from. If you have the same amount of buyers, that means prices would go up. And in fact, they have. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the fact that prices went up about 6 or 7%. Well, guess what? They went up again. I just looked at the stats last night. Year over year, prices are up 12% in real estate.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you know, Danny, I have a lot of clients asking me if inventory is going to go back up once January hits, because a lot of people don't put their homes on the market, you know, in the last half of the year. And I believe that that's a yes. I think that come January, we'll probably see a lot more people putting their homes on the market that decided that they wanted to take a break. I mean, of course, to you and I, that doesn't make sense, because we know that there's a lot of buyers out there in November and December. Yet there are people who have that mindset and don't want to go on the market at that time. So I think that the inventory will slightly increase, but not by much.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. So, folks, you heard it here. You heard the prediction here. Ramey predicted higher interest rates. Goalie's predicting inventory, going up a little bit in January. So if you've been thinking about buying a home, if you've been on the fence, now is really the time. Lock in the rate. Give Ramey at Movement Mortgage a call on our hotline number. And Ramey's going to give that to you in just a second. Give us a call on that hotline number. Lock in that rate. And you'll be ready to buy one of those houses that comes on the market in January. And Goalie, I think I agree with you, because like I think we have already two or three great properties coming to market in the first few weeks of the year.
We do, correct.
So I think people are ready to put their houses on the market. They're ready to move and take advantage of the increase. Again, over 12% increase year over year. The median home price in Southern California up right around $400,000, which is the highest it's ever been.
And so are you looking at Southern California stats or Los Angeles County?
I'm looking at Southern California, our MLS, which is our multiple listing service called CLAW, which covers a pretty broad area.
It does. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at last night.
That's an incredible number. $400,000 on average is amazing year
over
year. Yes,
exactly. Yeah, up 12%. So if you listened to us on the Real Estate Zone and bought a house last year, you just made 12% on your money.
Right.
Which is pretty good.
And if you want to sell, right now is the time to do it.
That's right, folks. And by the way, if you want to know what your home is worth, because again, it's probably worth more than ever before, just check out our website. We have the best home valuation tool out there, because it does give you a range and then allows us to actually come out and check out the house if you want us to do that. That website is tbghomevalues.com. That's tbghomevalues.com. Or just give us a call on the hotline. Ramey, give them the hotline number a couple more times here.
Hotline number is 1-800-358-7563. 1-800-358-7563.
I love it. By the way, you guys, I just can't tell you how excited I am to be standing up. Elena's going to be really happy too, because the last couple shows I was sitting down and then I left and Elena's like, what's up? No energy.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think your energy is great all the time. But,
thanks, Goalie.
Yeah, but maybe it sounds different. I'm looking at you. Maybe it's different on when you're listening.
I think it is. I definitely like standing up more. So another shout out to Cal and the folks here at KABC for hooking me up with the stand-up mic here. So, Ramey, you agree with us here. Inventory is going to go up a little bit. Purchases are going to go up. We're going to see more transactions here in the first quarter 2017. What do you think on your end? What are you seeing?
I see the same thing. I think home values, I don't think they're going to slow down at all in 2017. And back to affordability, I think it's still going to be a huge hurdle for a lot of buyers. I think this will be kind of the year of more millennials driving demand. And I think the biggest thing is that when the prices do go up, it does create a tougher barrier for first-time home buyers, because they're concerned about their down payment, you know. They don't want to live beyond their means. But the good news is we're seeing more and more programs be rolled out by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, local city, state, county grant programs, things like that, that are trying to increase the affordability for some of these people by creating down payment program assistance or just low down payment requirements, especially to compete with FHA. So I think we'll see some exciting program changes coming up next year as well to kind of tie into all that.
All right, Ramey, I like it. I like the sound of all that. Sounds really good. I think 2017 is going to be an exciting year. One thing I did want to quickly mention that we haven't talked about much is buying investment property. Folks, you know, we talked about this. Goalie, you know the answer to this. The best time to buy investment property was?
Now.
was 20 years ago.
20
and
years
now
ago.
Is the second best time. Well, now is the second best time. So if you've been thinking about, you know, where do I put my money? We just told you, you know, real estate's up about 12% year over year. Investment property is such a great buy. We recently had a client buy an investment property from us, and he actually called us yesterday to say, I'm so excited. I rented the house out. I put the ad out on Craigslist, and it was rented in an hour.
I believe it.
Because the rental market's doing so well.
Yeah.
You know, so he rented it in an hour. He's cash flow positive on the home. You know, in fact, if you want to build wealth, I know, Goalie, you're going to mention a blog about wealth building in a second. But if you want to build wealth, there is no better way than real estate. So if you've been thinking about that, give us a call on the hotline number, 1-800-358-7563. Let's get that process started. You may be surprised at what you can qualify for and purchase. So, folks, let's take a quick break. We'll talk more about the Real Estate Zone. We'll talk about wealth building later on in the show. Don't forget, we got celebrity and luxury real estate top stories of 2016. You don't want to miss that. So we're going to take a quick break and come on back to the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, all the latest holiday happenings.
Which means basically a lot of hungover people.
I thought you were going to say homicides and
well, that
go
too.
In that direction.
It is Los Angeles.
That's true. Live and local, right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
We here at Sam Nation try to tell you what you're missing. If you're watching the news, if you're listening to other people, you're not necessarily getting the full story.
Tune in to Sam Nation, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Don't just listen. Get involved.
Get involved. Get involved.
Call us at 800-ABC-KABC.
Do it.
That's 800-222-5222.
Do it.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. That time, Frank's bringing us in with a little Prince, paying tribute to our fallen rock stars of 2016. Man, we had some good people pass away. Good music, though. The music lives on, Goalie.
It really does.
That's what we're talking about. So, folks, last show of 2016 here on the Real Estate Zone. If you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance, this is your place to go every Saturday morning at 7 only for two more weeks. And then, because our ratings are so high, thank you to all of our fans, we have been moved to prime time, 10 a.m., Goalie.
That's crazy. I actually get to sleep in.
That's right. I'm so excited that I don't have to wake up at 5:30 a.m. on Saturdays anymore. So now we are going to be on at 10 a.m. starting January 14th. So we got our show today. We got one more show at 7, and then it's off to prime time at 10 a.m. See, now we're really going to be famous radio celebrities in L.A., Goalie.
I know.
Raimi, you ready for that?
I am.
10 a.m., here we come. So, folks, it's been an exciting year in real estate, an exciting year in mortgage. Raimi, I know a lot's happened on the mortgage side. You know, I wanted to have you give our listeners those stats again on how fast Movement Mortgage closes deals. when used on underwriting and in closing, because I thought those were incredible. You mind giving those to our listeners again?
Yeah, you know, last week we got an email from our director of operations, and it turned out to just be really great information to end the year on. So at Movement, we as a company average 5.9 hours in underwriting, which is really good because we have a goal of 6 hours. So it's good to know that we're hitting our goals. The industry average for closing a loan is 44 days, and our company is doing it on average at 28 days. So it's a full 16 days faster than the competition. We have closed over $55,000 or 55,000 units, so 55,000 new borrowers closing homes for just over $12 billion in loan production. So it's really exciting stuff to end the year on a high note.
That is awesome, Ramey. Good stuff. And so, and see, this is why, folks, when I say, you know, talk to Movement Mortgage, this is why you want to work with Movement Mortgage, because you got to ask yourself, you know, look, there's all these online places offering, you know, ridiculously low rates, and then they can't close. So what does it matter, right? The most important thing is that we get that deal closed and on time.
Seriously, that stat, 44 versus 28 days, that's huge.
That's all you need to know.
More than 2 weeks. That's amazing. Sorry, I'm a teenage boy going through puberty.
So good. I had a friend of mine. I went to high school with his brother. He called me. He actually called me about a month ago because he was having a really bad experience with another lender. And so he just wanted to kind of pick my brain about what this information he was hearing from the lender, see if it made sense. And nothing really jives to me, but I kind of figured it was because I'm not the one actually doing the loan, you know? So he calls me. Like I said, this is about a month ago. I sent him a message on Christmas saying, Merry Christmas, hope you guys are in the new home. They were supposed to close their loan on November 22nd. They went into escrow at the end of September. It's like a 45-day contract. They're still not closed.
Oh.
So he called me. We started the loan on Friday. We have our approval. We're moving forward. And I think we're going to get this sucker closed in like 10 days for them.
That's awesome, Ramey. See, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You know, I have one of our agents just called yesterday and said they were supposed to get a deal closed this week, and it was very important for the seller. Our agent represents the buyer. It was very important for the seller that they close by the end of the year for tax reasons.
Right.
And the lender, whoever they had it with, screwed it up, and they can't close. And so, you know, the seller is so upset. And the buyer didn't care, like it didn't really matter. But the seller is so upset that they can't close when they were supposed to close. And now it's getting pushed to next week. But next week means next year.
It does.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, folks, we've talked about the horror stories with other lenders. I think I was on a 2-week rant against a few different lenders there for a while.
Oh, really? I don't remember.
I don't remember that. I was so upset. Man, I was pissed that week. But Movement Mortgage took over those loans. They closed them. And that's why... Ramey, Movement Mortgage is the only lender that we trust. It's really the only lender you should be talking to if you actually want your deal to close and close on time. So there's that. Goalie, speaking of teenage boys, I was driving with Maxim yesterday, and our neighbors next door to us, they bought their daughter, I think for her 16th birthday, Jeep, like a new Jeep.
Right.
And I'm like, Maxim, isn't that cool? Like, and he goes, yeah. And I go, do you like that car? Would you want that for your 16th birthday? And he goes, no. And I go, why? He goes, I like your car.
Of course, he wants a Range Rover. Why would he take a Jeep if he can have
like,
a Range Rover?
Up,
that kid's smart.
I actually really like the new Jeeps. I think they look sweet. Like,
I think they're really nice, too.
The ones that are all raised with, like, the big tires. I think Nader needs to get one of those.
Yeah, as if we need one more car, but sure.
It's the only car you guys don't have. So that's what we're dealing with at our house, and I'm sure you are as well, Goalie, because I know your oldest daughter.
Well, my husband says that our girls are going to drive trucks, big, big trucks. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I know.
I love it. I love it. Very cool.
So, Danny, we were talking about investment property.
Yes.
And a friend of the show's, Paul Morris, and one of both of our favorite peoples.
Hey,
right?
Friend of the show, Paul. Hello, Paul. In Mexico. I think he's in Mexico
now. He's in Mexico. Well, Paul has this awesome blog, and in his most recent blog article, by the way, his blog, you can get it on www.morrisx.com, and he blogs about real estate. He blogs about his new book, which is coming out. It's called Wealth Can't Wait, and I can't wait to get my hands on that book. It sounds exciting. But Paul talks about the hottest cities to invest in 2017.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's fantastic because he says with the steady rise of prices across the nation, and millennials being the largest current generation are having a hard time buying, right? We were talking about affordability. So that really means that they're renting.
Yes.
And so it's a fantastic time to invest in possibly other cities, cities that are seeing an influx of population as well as healthy job growth, right? And so he gives us a few cities, and I'd love to go through them. It's fantastic. So
let's hear about them.
The first one is what happened? I don't know where this went.
Blog went away.
East Nashville.
Oh, yeah?
In Tennessee? Yeah. So
nice.
The medium home price there is currently $209,500. And
just half of ours, essentially.
Right, right. It's absolutely fantastic. So that's half of ours. And Nashville is really growing. My sister just visited, and she said it's an incredible place. You were just recently there, right, Raimi?
I was, and I'm actually going back in January. And I love Nashville. Love, love, love it. Such a cool town with a lot going on. And home prices definitely are a lot cheaper.
Yeah, they are, especially East Nashville. And then next on the list is Salt Lake City. With a recent uptick in job growth, designed primarily for like the Bay Area, a lot of people are moving to Salt Lake City because single family rentals are a lot better, right? And you get a lot more for your money, a lot more house for your money. Average home price there is $256,000.
Okay, so also lower than, LA.
All of these are lower, and that's what makes it fantastic to invest in.
Right.
Because, you know, the LA market is steady and healthy, but also very expensive. And if you want to invest in rental property in LA, it's going to cost you a lot more money. So if you go venture out into other cities, especially ones that are growing, then you can probably get a lot more bang for your buck. Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, I love Charleston.
Yeah, which is, it's North Charleston, South Carolina. Median home price, $267,000.
Great place. Good
it
food.
Is. It's fantastic. Great food, great people. It's fantastic. Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, big D, baby.
Dallas. With
clinched a playoff spot. First
right.
seed. Home field advantage. Frank's excited.
Yeah.
Sorry, goalie.
Yeah, it's fine.
Had to throw in some football there.
Average home price there, $153,000.
Is it really? Why
yeah.
is it so low? Where is that's not in, like, the main part of Dallas.
Well, he doesn't specify what part of Dallas, but he does say that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics ranked Dallas at the top of the job growth list in the nation.
Nice. You know, by the way, I'm going to have to, we will have to have Paul on when the show, when the book comes out. We'll have to have Paul back on, co-written by another friend of the show who hasn't been on yet, but we're going to get him on, David Osborne, because he lives in Austin. So when he comes out here, we'll get him on the show. And I'm going to have to challenge Paul on this and ask him what he thinks, because I remember one of his rules of investing was to buy where you know.
Yes.
And so I'll have to ask him about, you know, if you know L.A., would you want to go venture out to like South Carolina or Dallas or something like that? We'll have to find out when he's here.
That's a very interesting point. I imagine he would probably say that you have to do tons and tons and tons of research, right? Because I think Paul himself owns property across the nation, right? Hundreds
he does,
of units.
But he started buying in Pittsburgh where he was from. And then when he moved to L.A., he started buying here.
Got it. Okay.
So we'll have to ask him, and I love how we're having a conversation about him while he's in Mexico.
Yeah, I know. and then last but not least is San Antonio, Texas. With a median home price of $210,000.
Don't mess with Texas, goalie.
I wasn't planning on it.
I love Texas. All right, I'm going to have to go buy some stuff in Texas. I love it out there.
Per Paul Morris, these are some amazing hot cities to invest in 2017.
All right, awesome. That sounds good. And what was that website again, goalie, that where people can read Paul's blog? We'll give him a little plug here.
It's morrisx.com, morrisx.com.
Beautiful. And our friend Brian Parsons on Facebook just wrote that he heard Pasadena was a great place to invest.
Oh, yeah. I heard Pasadena is a great place to invest, Brian.
I don't know about that. I don't hear about too many people moving to Pasadena. No, just kidding, Brian. We love Pasadena. And if you're going to Pasadena, we got a great agent referral for you here in our network. So good stuff, goalie. That was awesome. I love the plug there for investing in real estate, because that's how you can build wealth. And that's one of our key components here to real estate on the Real Estate Zone. So everyone, we have to take a quick break. Raimi, goalie, we will be right back. But when we come back, you don't want to miss it. Celebrity and luxury real estate, the top stories of 2016. as we head into 2017, goalie's going to tell us what's going to happen in that market, so you don't want to go anywhere. Come on back to the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Finally, a program designed for the home seller, not the realtor. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime. Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty and host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC on Saturday mornings. With our hassle-free listing system, you can even sell your home yourself while it's listed and pay nothing. And if you're not happy, fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because our average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for full price or more. I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I help over 19 times as many home sellers than the average agent in Southern California. For a free, no-obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. For over 11 years, we've offered the right to cancel, flexible fees, and no upfront costs. Give us a call at 1-800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
This is Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 014-21366.
Staying healthy is difficult. You've got health questions, I've got health answers. I'm Dr. Bob Martz, and tune into my show Sunday morning at 10, right after The Motorman. Sponsored by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Chia Omega at finer health food stores.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Join me every Sunday for delicious conversation. You'll hear from celebrity chefs, Food Network stars, authors, artisans, and wine and travel authorities. Each week brings a new culinary experience. So join me at the table on Sundays at 12 noon right here on KABC.
Hi, it's Alan Gervey.
And I'm Carrie Kasem.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice?
Then tune in to Gervey's Law Saturdays at 2 when we open up the discussion and tackle difficult issues in law and life.
That's right. You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervey's Law? Gervey's Law is that anything that can go wrong can also go right. And we go at it with some of the greatest legal minds in the country.
It's the intersection of law and life. Don't miss it Saturdays at 2 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey there, what's the frequency?
790.
And the letters?
KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. I am your host, Danny Batsalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams Realty, here with Goalie Vidani from TBG Homes in Calabasas, and Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world. Frank bringing us in with a little more smooth stylings of George Michael there. Good stuff. So, ladies, can you believe this is our last show of 2016?
That's crazy.
The calendar kind of fell interestingly this year because we had a Christmas Eve show, and now we have our New Year's Eve show.
That's right. What are your big plans for New Year's?
We are staying home. Our good friends, the Kranitzes, are coming over with their girls.
Oh,
and
great.
We're doing the kids are all going to do a little slumber party.
Oh, that's too cute. How about you, Ramey?
We're not doing much. We're going to go out to dinner tonight. I was actually watching some fireworks from other countries that are getting ready. Have you seen any of the Japanese fireworks recently?
No.
They're like color-changing fireworks. Like, it comes out pink and turns blue and yellow at the end and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, that's really cool.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Japanese innovating on the fireworks, huh?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. New take on fireworks. So, goalie, that's all happening, but I'm going out to a different club. It's all going on at my house, but I'm out of here.
Are you serious?
No. I'm just kidding.
That would kind of be amazing.
But as I explained to you what was happening in my house, it made me want to go do something else.
You want to get turned. You don't want to be at home.
What are you up to, goalie?
Well, we are going to a very cool family party. A friend of the family's and also someone that my daughter goes to school with. And then from there, we're party hopping.
Nice.
And then we're going to a friend's house for another party.
What are the girls doing?
They're coming with us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they're planning their New Year's outfits. They're getting their nails done.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know if they're awake, but that's what they're planning on doing. Yeah.
Very cool. I like it.
They're at the age where they want to come to everything. And it's kind of cute and it's kind of annoying.
You heard that, Kimmy and Layla?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, folks, I know this is the segment you've all been waiting for. If you've been listening or watching The Real Estate Zone every week, you know that one of our favorite, our viewers and listeners' favorite segments is luxury and celebrity real estate. Man, like for some reason, everyone just loves to know what the celebrities are doing.
I do, too, and that's why we do this segment.
Everyone loves to know, so without further ado, let's give the people what they want, goalie. Tell us, what is happening in luxury and celebrity real estate as we finish off 2016?
Okay, yeah, so sad. Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. Debbie Reynolds dies a day after her daughter at the age of 84. Obviously, she died of heartbreak, right? I mean, it's just so sad, but interestingly enough, Debbie Reynolds' childhood home in Burbank, California, just went on the market. This house is a little three-bedroom, two-bath house that was built in the early 1940s, and she lived there when she was around 8 years old and up until her teenage years, and it's charming. It's small. It's about 1,300 square feet on a 6,000-square-foot lot. If you look at the pictures of the house, it looks like it was slightly remodeled, but also has kept its traditional charm, and it's adorable. And this just went on the market for $750,000.
Okay. That was quick, by the way.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? $749,000 to be exact. And so if you want to buy Debbie Reynolds's childhood home, give us a call.
Cool. Celebrity owned. 1-800-358-7563 is the hotline, by the way. I just realized I haven't given it out in a while. 1-800-358-7563. You could talk to goalie, talk to me, talk to Ramey about getting pre-approved for that mortgage loan.
Yeah. Moving on, Allison Hannigan, Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, yes.
And her husband, Alexis Denisov. I don't know who he is. Maybe an athlete.
I don't know.
I don't know who he is.
That doesn't sound like an athlete.
So they just bought a home in Encino, California, right here in San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley, baby.
Yeah, and they bought it for $8 million. This one was listed at $8.5 million. They bought it for $8 million. It's absolutely gorgeous. But this was the highest price home to sell in Encino for the second half of the year.
Wow. American Pie paying well.
Yeah.
She was also on one of my favorite shows on TV, How I Met Your Mother.
She is. Yes.
Did you watch that show?
No, I don't. I don't watch TV.
It's over, but it was a good show.
Yeah. Yeah. So this home was built in 2001. It has 5 bedrooms, 6.5 baths. It's on 3 acres,
wow,
Danny, of flat land, which is obviously what makes it $8 million. The exterior is really like slick and contemporary, and the interior is a little bit more rustic with a lot of wood, a lot of stone. It's a 5,500 square foot home. It's got a great room. It's got a media room. It's got beautiful open kitchen with like chocolate colored cabinets. It's fantastic. It's absolutely beautiful. And earlier this year, the owners of this home were renting it out for $17,500 a month. So it was a pretty high price rental as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's a good price in Encino in the Valley. See, the Valley prices are going up.
Yeah, they are. $8 million for Encino is pretty big.
Yeah, but you get a lot for your money. You get 3 acres of land. See, if you go over the hill, that's like double the price, triple the price.
Right.
If you go to like Bel Air or Beverly Hills or something.
Which is what we're going to talk about next.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, and if your favorite icon is Elvis, then we have a house for you. Elvis,
I love Elvis. Speaking of Nashville.
Yes. Elvis's former home in the swanky Truesdale Estates neighborhood of Beverly Hills is currently on the market for $30 million.
Ooh, sweet.
Yes. It's got incredible. It's like a French style mansion.
Okay.
A traditional French style mansion. And it sits on almost 1.2 acres, offers views from the city to the ocean. It looks phenomenal. And the street that he lives on is currently known as Billionaire's Row, that street in Truesdale. And it's a huge celebrity magnet, that street. And it's got, when he bought it, it was 3-bedroom, 5-bath in 1967. And at the time, they paid $400,000.
Wow. For it.
Yes.
That was a lot back then.
It was a lot back then. He paid $400,000 for it. Then in 2014, it sold for $14,500,000. And they did some work on it. And now it's new and improved and on the market for $30 million.
Wow, so double the price in a couple of years.
Double the price in a couple of years.
Better be some good improvements. But Elvis's estate is not the last person to own it.
No.
Or not the last party to own it.
No, he sold it off, and it was, I believe, sold to a developer. I'm not sure, but it looks like it was sold to a developer, and they sort of flipped it.
See, for $8 million in Encino, you see how much more you get than for $30 million in Truesdale?
It's
Beverly
crazy.
Hills? Yeah.
But it has a view, but still.
Yeah, no, that sounds really good. Well, Goalie, I think it's been an interesting year in celebrity and luxury real estate. I think the luxury market has done really well. What do you see for that segment going into 2017?
You know, I think the luxury market sort of stands on its own. It's a lot of times not affected immediately by what's happening with the rest of the market. And so I believe that there are still developers looking to buy in the LA market. I still see international money being spent in the LA market, which really drives up the luxury market. And so if buyer affordability changes in 2017, I think there will be a lag as it affects the luxury market, and it won't happen immediately.
That makes perfect sense. So if you're a luxury home buyer or home seller, you can still check out your home value at tbghomevalues.com. You can also give us a call at 1-800-358-7563 to talk to your team of real estate all-stars directly. So, Ramey, on the mortgage side, I know you already gave us your predictions. Tell everyone how to get in touch with you, how to download your Easy app and get that process started so that our listeners and our fans can hit the ground running in 2017 with Movement Mortgage.
Yeah, the easiest way to get in touch with me is just to go to movement.com/Ramey, and you can apply online or you can go to that website on your phone and use the Easy app to apply. Super easy. And really convenient. And it gives the lender all the information we're going to need. Or you can always call us on the hotline, which is 1-800-358-7563.
I love it. Well, folks, I think it's going to be an amazing year in real estate in 2017. I know I'm excited about it. I will tell you that we have a lot of great properties coming to market in the first half of January already. So your home right now may be worth more than it's ever been worth before. If you want to find out how much, give us a call at 1-800-358-7563. Again, that's 800-358-7563. You can find out about all the different programs we have for helping you get top dollar for that property and sell it at less than half the market average is what we sell homes in, and for more than 3.2% more than the market average. If you want to find out how we do that, just give us a call, 1-800-358-7563. Check out tbghomevalues.com to get the value of your home. Goalie, it has been an awesome year here on the Real Estate Zone. I want to thank you for everything here.
Thank you, Danny, and thanks, Ramey.
Ramey, great year on the Real Estate Zone. I want to wish all of our fans and listeners a very happy new year. Stay safe tonight. Have a lot of fun. Goalie, that goes for you and Ramey as well.
Thank you.
Happy new year to everyone that's listening to the show. We are so excited to help you with all of your real estate needs in 2017. Remember to give us a call on that hotline, 1-800-358-7563. Check us out online, realestatezoneradio.com, or on Facebook at Real Estate Zone. For Goalie Vidani, TBG Homes, Keller Williams. Goalie, thanks so much for everything. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Ramey, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to all of our fans and listeners. We'll talk to you in 2017. See you next week.
Danny Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California BRE license number 01421366. Remy Michi, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing opportunity, NMLS ID 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
To the song.